I think if you live in one of the hub cities of the merged cities, you're probably okay. If you're in one of the smaller cities around them, you're going to have a lot fewer flights and a lot less convenient flights and probably much higher ticket prices, to be honest. With competition leaving, and really we're talking about four mega mergers the last 3.5 years, ticket prices can only go up. The only thing that's keeping them, you know, fairly low at the moment is the fact that people don't have enough money in their wallets to pay for seats.
What do all these mergers say overall about the industry?
Well, I think the bottom line is after 9/11 we had similar issues, and then with the recession and oil crisis, it says that airlines are going to have trouble and struggle at $100 barrel oil to create a business model at the previous ticket prices, and merging together will let them at least be a little more financially strong. It'll let them buy some new aircraft, which is probably good for Boeing over the next 5 or 6 years, and you'll have a better experience. You're just going to pay more for that experience. That's what's going on at the moment.
Which of these airlines, American or U.S. Airways, is in the strongest financial condition?
Well, American's in bankruptcy at the moment, so they're in pretty tough financial condition, and they've lost billions of dollars in the last few quarters while U.S. Airways has been making money. While U.S. Airways is much smaller and scrappier, I think the new airline will be called American, and for the most part, you're going to get the U.S. Airways top-level management and probably most of the mid-management from American Airlines and the new airline.
It is just about time, Rick, to plan spring break getaways already.
Yeah, right now you need to be shopping for spring break, absolutely. The prices are going up. You know, airlines, especially Alaska, knows exactly what days you want to go. If you want to leave on a Saturday or a Sunday, they're going to charge you an extra 40 or 50% for that spring break in your school district. But if you want to get out of town right now, your best bets, if you're going coast to coast into Florida, for example, Orlando is right at $300. That's not a terrible price right now. New York is at $300. That's your best coast to coast for March. And then you always can get sort of around the West Coast for under $200, Las Vegas, Phoenix, San Francisco, Los Angeles, for example. Right now, one of the best bets and one of the warmest spots at 75 degrees yesterday is San Antonio at $220 round trip right now.